Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrier freedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
Stocks were not trading on Good Friday. Back in action today. Futures down and the S&P is down about 1%. But again, we're 3 hours from the open. Oil is back above $60 a barrel, down today, but it had marched up in the last few days. Let's bring in Jill Schlesinger from CBS News, Jill on Money. You can go to jillonmoney.com to read her latest blog and all the appearances she makes across this wide world. And she joins us here on Mondays at 6:20. Good morning, Jill. How are you?
I'm well. How are you doing?
I've had a morning, but I think that that's not what people want to hear. They want to hear about you have to say. This stuff, especially, you know, the older demographic who may be on a fixed income or I don't know, but I mean, people invested 62% of Americans, and it's hard to watch the stock market, and most people don't know what to do.
Mm. You know, I'm an aging athlete, so this informs so much of my life, and sometimes when the game got really tight, I would get very zen. I could get very laser focused. And I'm like that with markets. I get very focused because I understand, and what you can understand is that when you go back to your basics, you can remain a lot calmer. And the funny thing is, you've been doing this for a long time, right? You know,
yes.
You've watched markets. I can almost guarantee you know exactly what the emails that I was receiving from my radio show, my podcast, what those looked like, say, in December, January, into February. They were all about, like, things are so great and I've made so much money, but I don't want to sell because right. I don't want to pay capital gains, right? This is like the good times kind of questions. Very few people wrote in and said, what would happen if something terrible occurred in the world that I'm not anticipating, right? And I think that one of the things that we have to remember is that these crazy market events can happen at any time. And what you need to be thinking about in the good times is how can I prepare, not for this, you know, oh my God, I'm going to go to cash, but how can I create a situation for myself, for my family, for my household that can withstand the bad times? And that can be in your personal finances with the amount of money you have saved or the amount of debt you're racking up. And it can also be with the investments. And I think it's hard to do this, but when you do it, you find yourself in this weird zen-like state when bad stuff occurs.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, seeing, you know, certain stocks in certain portfolios go down 40, 50, 60% over a stretch of time, it is tough to see that overall balance go down. But, I mean, you make a fair point. You know, in terms of, you know, listen, the unexpected, you never know what's around the corner, right? And, I mean, I think I did want to ask one question before I get to some other things. Like, all the expectations for the Trump administration, one of them was like for, I talked to a lot of friends, M&A, they thought it was going to be gangbusters and there's been nothing. And I'm just curious as to why. And I know manufacturing, it's like, well, a lot of manufacturers are like, they're not running and racing to come make in America because of all that's going on because things change on a daily basis. So they're not going to invest money and time into something where they're not sure if it'll be reversed or what's going to happen. But with M&A, why has it completely stopped?
You know, you make such a good point about expectations, because those expectations, what we call them animal spirits when you talk about investing, is there's going to be deals because there's going to be fewer regulations, that the Justice Department is not going to be worried about monopolistic deals, and that there's just generally going to be seen as an administration that was friendly to mergers of like companies and acquisitions from big companies of little companies, and that just wasn't going to be as much pushback. But a funny thing happens when your entire world is stopped in a moment with an announcement of tariffs, and that is uncertainty. And uncertainty is not just the enemy of us as human beings. It is the enemy of a deal maker. I was just talking to somebody who's got a private equity deal. They were supposed to go public. It's on ice. Why? Because the bankers say, we can't go out and sell this deal because nobody wants to put money into anything new, right? Because it's too scary. And that scary, almost the inactivity, becomes weirdly self-fulfilling. Because we say, you know, the banker will say to the client, the person who's trying to take their company public, you know, there's so much uncertainty. I don't know if we can go out and sell this deal. And then the company itself says, oh my God, if they're not going to sell the deal, we thought we were going public. We were going to be expanding. We can't expand. Let's just stop right now. Oh, in fact, let's cull the ranks. Let's make sure we get a few people off the books right now before we can go public. And then all of a sudden, there is a real slowdown. From every industry leader that I've spoken to and research analyst, unless you're a U.S. steel producer, everyone is feeling this, this sense of, I don't know what's going to happen next. And as a result, I need to do nothing. And doing nothing is actually the self-fulfilling prophecy, because it stops activity, right? All activity.
We're talking with Jill Schlesinger, CBS News, and Jill on Money. You can go to jillonmoney.com to read.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at 1-888-EAR-POD-1
on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This week's blog. So that's, listen, part of what you're writing about is you don't even try to think about timing the market because you don't know what's around the next corner. And you talk about the uncertainty. It's an unfair question to say, when will we have more certainty? But, you know, the president has said, you know, this is going to be a tough go, but wait until the fall. I'm just curious as to, like, when will, is this the way it's going to be, or will there be is there a time down the road where we'll start to see the feed through of the tariffs and understand what's actually happening in the economy on the macro scale?
I think there's two things that could occur. And one is that if that 90-day pause, at the end of that 90-day pause, they say, you know what, we're done with that. We're not going to do those reciprocal tariffs. If that were to fall off of the unknown item list, that would be a big deal. Mm. It really would. And if we land with 10% overall tariffs, 20% on China, not, and maybe even more, like instead of having 145% on China, it's rolled back some, that would really help. But to be clear, economists believe that the longer this uncertainty goes on, the higher the probability that we slip into a recession. And again, you can't actually forecast that. So what I would be really, I think would be really important is go back just a few weeks to when the markets bottomed out. So I guess that was at, 4,900 or something, and 4,982, April 8th. And now we're a little bit higher in the markets. Go back to when it was really bad and say to yourself, how did I feel with what I have invested at that time? If I was freaking out, now might be a good time to reallocate and stick to the allocation that I can live with. Because I think it is as likely 50-50 shot. Here's my big prediction. You ready?
Yeah, I'm so
excited. We could go down and revisit that 49.82 level anytime. We can go below that pretty quickly. And we may never touch that again. You have to create a scenario that you can live with regardless of where the market is. Trying to figure out the top, the bottom, when to get in, when to get out, it does not work. All of the research shows that for the people who are waiting for the perfect moment to get back into the market and those who are thinking, I want to get out, you're never going to make the other decision the right way. That is why market timing doesn't work. You need two perfect decisions, and that is by chance, usually, not by design.
I feel better now.
Good.
I don't really, though.
All right. Go take some foul shots. It calms my mind.
Really? If yeah. I brick them, it won't make me feel much better. But I will see what I can do. Jill, have a great week. Thanks as always.
Take care.